And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa City Council will hold public hearings on Equality Indicators, a report assessing racial disparities. They'll focus on law enforcement issues and try to dig into why 46% of black Tulsans say they don't trust the police. The format will be a special meeting immediately following one regularly scheduled council meeting a month. Those happen on Wednesdays. Public comment will be taken at the prior week's regular council meeting. Councilor Vanessa Hall Harper says she wants adequate time for public input.
I still want whatever subject we're talking about, adults, youth, law enforcement, whatever the case may be, to make sure that week prior, we're not going to be cutting people off or saying, you know, you can't vote, or, you know, it's 30 of you, you each have 1 minute.
The council will allow 60 minutes of public comment on the next week's indicator. The Oklahoma Supreme Court denies drug makers' request to immediately postpone the May start of a trial in the state's lawsuit accusing them of fueling the opioid addiction epidemic. Instead, the court set a March 20th hearing on whether to grant a 100-day postponement. Governor Kevin Stitt signs 5 accountability measures into law. Going forward, the governor will hire and fire the heads at the Departments of Transportation, Corrections, Mental Health, Juvenile Affairs, and the Health Care Authority. Mayor G.T. Bynum unveils the first draft of an Improve Our Tulsa renewal. It would bring in an estimated $427 million from property taxes and $170 million from a half-cent sales tax for a total of $597 million. Bynum says just under $61.8 million will go toward replacing police cruisers, snowplows, and other vehicles in the city fleet that are ready to be mothballed.
This does not address the full need that we have out there. But it does exceed what was included for vehicle replacement in Vision Tulsa, Improve Our Tulsa, and Fix Our Streets combined.
The city will hold 5 town halls on the proposal beginning next month. Officials aim to have Improve Our Tulsa on the November 12th ballot. Our weather forecast, increasing clouds this morning. We'll have mostly cloudy skies and a high of 55 today and breezy conditions. Right now, we have a few clouds, 47 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.